big booty, what you got a big booty.
Ooh.
Big booty, what you got a big booty.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Can a body part be a trend? Hemlines rise and fall, jeans flare out and taper in, but how about actual parts of your body?
If you read some of the country's biggest mainstream trend commentators, it appears that big butts have actually become a trend. Everyone from the New York Times to Vanity Fair to Vogue has done a feature on big booties, with Vogue saying we're officially in the era of the big booty.
Songs and music videos by some of the most popular artists out there have also added to the conversation. Names like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Jennifer Lopez have lately all featured music and moves that emphasize the butt, like the song we just heard by J-Lo called Booty.
But should we see bodies in this light? And is the conversation ignoring what some commentators are pointing out, that big behinds have been celebrated in Latino and African-American communities for a long time? Kara Brown joins us now. She's a staff writer at Jezebel. Kara, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
So according to Vogue, big butts are officially in style. And it's kind of interesting to say about a body part that everybody has. What do you think? Can big booties be a fashion trend?
You know, I think it's difficult to describe a body part as a trend. You know, I think you can say that perhaps this new focus in the mainstream pop culture sphere, which is sort of understood to largely be a white audience, it might be a trend in that way, but something that are, you know, that's a part of your body and isn't going anywhere when the trend does or does not die, you know, it's hard for me to use that word in this instance.
Well, let's lay out the evidence, at least as Vogue sees it. What is the evidence that we're in a new era where big butts are what everybody wants?
They're basically arguing that there are a lot of female artists right now who are drawing attention to to their butts, that having a big butt now is something that a lot more women are looking to achieve. They point to Jen Seltzer, who is a Instagram star. She's sort of a fitness model, and she has a very round, prominent booty. And they're basically saying that now this is something that women want, which, you know, perhaps there are certain women who now want it. But like you said earlier, in, you know, Latino and African-American cultures, this is a body part that we've celebrated. And, you know, having a big butt was always something that was considered beautiful and was something that, you know, was envied.
And by the way, as a side note to that, apparently everyone now needs to know the word Belfi, short for butt selfie.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I haven't taken one yet. I hope never to take one, but I guess they're out there.
You and me both.
Well, what do you make of the fact that, you know, you've got Vogue, usually features waif-like women, models like Kate Moss in their magazine, that they're trying to jump on top of this big booty trend? Is this a fact trying to get out ahead of a story that's already broken, in effect?
I mean, I guess, you know, that's definitely one way to look at it. I think what really happened is they have the Kim Kardashians and the Jen Seltzers, and I think that they've found women that they are more comfortable putting in their magazines who have this figure, who have this shape, and to them, that makes it a thing now, because they could have had, just so many women of color, you know, who, you know, actresses, singers, just all types of women who had this figure and celebrated this figure for so long. But basically now that white girls have kind of discovered it or decided that having a big butt is actually kind of cool, you know, now they have women that I think that they prefer to put in their magazine.
And we're going to listen to a track that goes back a ways, maybe credited with launching a long time ago some of the new feelings about butts. This is Jennifer Lopez.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty.
Oh, it's a different one. It's called Got Back, another butt classic.
Got
and
back,
by
yeah.
the way, there's quite a genre around butt songs. There's also the bass song, which is out right now. This one's by Sir Mix-a-Lot. And, you know, you were talking about race before, and the Vogue piece about big butts was pretty dainty about race. They didn't use the word black or African-American. And they were talking about, you know, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Mm-hmm. Do you see this because of this you're describing? Is it essentially a case of cultural appropriation?
You know, I think in some way it can be. I think the main issue for me is that, you know, if you want to talk about big butts, and if Vogue wants to say that, hey, we weren't really down with them before, but now we've decided this is something we like, then cool, that's fine. But what I have a problem with is erasing women of color from that narrative. So yes, they do mention Rihanna, and they do mention Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, and we all know that they're black women, but that completely misses the fact that in a lot of, in these cultures, this was a desirable trait for a very long time. So it's not just that, oh, look, we have Beyonce now and she has a big butt, but she was proud of her figure and she has been, and, you know, you can go back to old interviews of Beyonce talking about being curvy and loving her body because she grew up in a culture where that was something to be admired. So the fact that, you know, they don't mention women of color specifically is what I have an issue with, because it's just erasing us from discussions about beauty and erasing us as examples of beautiful women, really.
Well, when a trend or an idea goes mainstream or gets co-opted, depending on your point of view, what happens to the community that, you know, sort of birthed the idea?
I think now you have a lot of people in these communities that are looking at this kind of with a little bit of side eye, like, okay, cool, they just figured it out. And the thing is, now it's profitable, right? So Jen Felter is making a lot of money off her body when there are so many other black and brown women who were fitness instructors and did a lot of squats and had the exact same sort of brand that Jen Felter is peddling, but they weren't being paid attention to. And I think you see now, you know, Nicki Minaj coming out with a song called Anaconda and Jennifer Lopez with Booty. You know, this is not like them just looking down and realizing, oh, hey, I have a big butt, this is something cool. They just realize that it's become profitable for them to sing about it and really call attention to it.
You know, you talked about there being sort of a white ideal earlier, and I think a lot of women have felt like they needed to fit into that ideal that you see in fashion magazines. Women have been straightening their hair for a long time and dieting. You know, does this change the way that, you know, women of color get talked about in the conversation about beauty?
You know, I would hope that, if anything, it widens the picture of what we see as beautiful. You know, this isn't to say that having a big butt makes you more beautiful than not, or that being really thin is less beautiful than being curvy. You know, this is about women having different body types, because that's just how, you know, we do, and women look different, and sort of understanding that beauty can look a lot of different ways. And I think that's what I would hope would be the takeaway from conversations like this. Not that, oh, I hope now everyone, you know, is out doing squats and wants a big butt, but that they're saying, okay, this is beautiful, and so is this, and so is this. And I think necessarily widening that view, you end up seeing more women of color.
And do you think it's going to do that? Are we going to be more accepting? Or is this, you know, just a blip on the radar for Vogue, just a trend that they're pointing to and wanting to be part of, and then, you know, next season, mm-hmm. butts are out again?
You know, for something like Vogue and the New York Times, Vogue is trends, and reporting on trends is pretty much their entire approach. That's what they do. So I don't think that, I think it would be naive for me to think that now Vogue is going to start hiring models with curvier figures and things like that. I think that they are kind of jumping on something that is popular right now and that very popular artists are talking about. So I would hope that maybe it could, you know, maybe Vogue will start featuring curvier models and things like that, and designers will start designing for wider hips and a bigger butt. But I don't, unfortunately, have a ton of faith in that, but, you know, you never know.
Are there things that you think women of color would like to see when it comes to being included in the cultural conversation about what beauty is?
Yeah, I mean, I think we would like to be included. You know, when for example, the LA Times wrote an article about cornrows about a week ago, and they didn't mention any black women. And again, it's just, you can't erase us from this. I think we just want to be included, and I think that we want credit for the same things that, for doing the things that white women will do also. You know, if it's beautiful on them, it's beautiful on us as well.
Now, you wrote this piece in Jezebel about Butts saying, hey, you know, Butts have been around for a long time. You know, get with it, Vogue. What kind of response did it get?
I get really great responses from a lot of women of color who are noticing the same thing. You know, there are a lot of people who will say, you know, you don't get to own a body type. You can't say that having a big butt is only a black thing. And I've never said that. What I've said is that it's something that was celebrated in these cultures, and I really don't think it has been celebrated in this larger mainstream culture the way it has been for other communities. So a lot of people don't like when I say that, but I'm not in any way attributing this one quality to only black people or to all black women.
Anything you want to say there to encourage people to accept their booties, no matter what size, no matter what Vogue says as we go forward?
Yeah, well, Vogue should not be your standard of what is and isn't beautiful, I would say. That comes from you.
All right, Kara, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kara Brown, staff writer at Jezebel, talking about the cultural conversation going on right now about being in the so-called era of the big booty.